watching the Golden Girls on Lifetime, you'll notice that when the plane appears, you get the whole song. This is great because it gives you a chance to sing along and be fun and laugh at all the costumes. This is D. Roberts Keenan with SmartTV.com. I'm a writer and editor, and today I'm your podcast host as we go through the pilot episode of The Golden Girls, the ensemble comedy starring Bea Arthur, Rue McClanahan, Betty White, and Estelle Getty, about four women living together in Miami in the 80s. And as I mentioned before, looking at the wardrobe, this is indeed Miami in the 1980s. The pilot episode sets up a number of things that would be borne out later in the series, but it also sets up some things that are dropped fairly early on. We're about to meet Bea Arthur playing Dorothy's Bornack, the substitute teacher, as she meets Coco, the gay cook. Coco is a character later dropped, and here we have Dorothy being uncharacteristically judgmental about wardrobe and hair and body piercings. She's talking about how ugly her students are. We talk about Tiffany, the bald girl with the nose ring. And this is something that would not be true later on for Dorothy. She was later held up as the liberal, the modern thinker, the most tolerant of the four girls, and someone who was always a step ahead of the curve as opposed to behind it. We're meeting Betty White here playing Rose Nyland, the sweet, naive simp from St. Olaf, Minnesota. Betty White was originally supposed to play the character of Blanche. It was very similar to a character of Sue Ann Nivens on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Rue McClanahan was supposed to play Rose Nyland instead of Blanche Devereaux, but the two didn't really want to be typecast, and so they decided to switch the roles. Rue and Bea had worked together before on Maude, and Rue played a character not unlike Rose here in The Golden Girls. Blanche, who would later be held up as the great prostitute, the slut, the sex maniac, whatever, in this episode appears not that much. It's a Blanche episode in the sense that it's about what she is doing, yet it's really a Dorothy-heavy episode as we get introduced to Dorothy and her friends. Dorothy really is the catalyst here for carrying the series out. Blanche, we're also being told about her latest man, Harry, and Blanche is dating a man who's a little older than she normally is. We've got a nice little character moment with Dorothy and Rose. Not only a sweet sort of expositionary moment, talking